Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 260, mitzvah Reish Samach, the issur of cursing parents. Shelo lekalel av va'im. The Torah tells us, if you remember, we finished Perek Yutes yesterday. That was the Perek of Kedusha. And now Perek Chaf in Parshas Kedoshim starts many, many punishments. Many, many onshim of averus that we have already had. And that's where they're not going to be, generally, they're not going to be counted again until we get to the end, a couple of mitzvahs at the end of the Parsha that we'll have. But Parachov starts off talking about Molech. We'll have to see what the connection is between Molech and today's mitzvah. But we already had the Yisra of Molech earlier, so it's not counted again. Remember Molech, somebody who gives their children over to Avodah Zarah. Machlokas, we've shown him whether they put them actually through fire and kill them, or they just pass them through fire. Either way, that is an Yisra Kares, and then it repeats Oven Yedoni, which we just had recently. And I will give them kares. And then it has today's mitzvah. Ki ish ish asher yikalel aviv v'imo mos yumas. Anyone who curses their parents, mos yumas. He shall surely die. Aviv yilo mimo kilel damav bo. His father and mother, he cursed either one of them. Not both. Damav bo. His blood is on him. That's Aviv Mokila. Why does it repeat it? So we'll get to this, but I'll just call Rashi. L'rabos la'achar misa. Even after parents die, one is not allowed to curse them. What's interesting is to note that, as I said, this is in the context of punishments. And this pasuk does not say a lashon of an avera. It just says a punishment like all the others. So we'll have to see what the Chinuch is going to tell us about the fact that this could be counted as punishments. The Rambam and the Chinuch don't count punishments as separate mitzvahs, like some of the Gaonim did. They only count do's and don'ts, ases and los ases. Right? I mean, Bez did putting somebody to death. That is an ase. We'll get to the next mitzvah is going to be Sreif, as we'll see. But the Rambam and the Chinuch count this as a mitzvah. This obviously relates to two other mitzvahs. One we did a long time ago, and one we did a little short time ago. First is the Isser of hitting one's parents. That's mitzvah Memches. Shelo yakeh ha-ben ha-ava'im. Special mitzvahs that apply to parents. So obviously in the positive we have kibud ava'im. And we have mora, as we've discussed. But today is one of the negatives, cursing parents, and a separate avera we had earlier, memches, of hitting parents. Shelo yakeh ha-ben ha-ava'im. V'yafilu im-heim, afilu im-heim yaku oso hakar rabba. Because man shelo yisu nafsham la-hamiso. So that's the Isra of Maka Vivi Momos Yumas in yesterday's, in Mishpatan's Parsha, this past week's Parsha. Earlier, Reish Lamed Aleph, we had another related Isra, cursing a fellow Jew. General Isra of cursing a fellow Jew. If one curses one's parents, you get two Avers. But the Isra of cursing a fellow Jew we had in Reish Lamed Aleph, earlier in our Parsha, Parsha Kedoshim, Shlod Kalel Echad Yisrael Bein Ish Bein Isha. Shlod Kalel Echad Yisrael Bein Ish Bein Isha V'Ava B'Sheinu Shomei HaKlala. Even if he doesn't hear the Klala, that's why it says, Lo Sekalel Chereish. Right? Even if somebody is deaf and they don't hear it. Right? So that's relating to Isurim. This Isra relates to a couple of other Isurim. We also have an Asibam Chalot Ta'or. We had another Isra earlier in Mishpatim as well. So B'ez Hashem, we will relate to all of these as we move along. Says the Chinuch. Shol Kalel Ava'im. We're going to have, B'ez Hashem, a couple of classic Minchas Chinuch questions and comments today. So we'll put it down. Shneemar Ish Shei Kalel Zaviv Esimo V'chulu V'ha'emes. Says the Chinuch. In truth, you read the pasuk. You don't expect me to comment here. You don't expect there to be an Avera here, the Chinuch is saying, following the Rambam. V'ha'emes Sh'Iker Ha'azar V'kilas Ava'im Einam in a Mikra Azeh. Right? You don't expect that there's going to be an avera counted from this pasuk. Ki bekamo yaskir rak ha'onesh b'makalel. Because here, only the punishment is mentioned, and not the azhara. We know you need yishara pen al or lo. You need one of those, lishonos, to count the iser. V'chein mashakad b'seid mishpatim. You look back at mishpatim, mikalel aviv ima mos yumas. Shalom gankin lo dibra al ba'onesh. There also, it only quotes the onesh. So what am I doing here? Let's continue. V'zeo sh'amr b'mechilta u'mekalel aviv imo. That's why we need the medrash. It says if you curse one's parents. V'chulu. Onesh shaman u'azhar minayin. I know of the onesh. What about the warning? The azhara. Tamalomar. Elohim lo sikalel. We had the pasuk earlier. In Mishpatim. One is not allowed to curse the judges. Or the nasi. We discussed then. Im dayan hu avicha. Haru b'chlal Elohim lo sikalel. So cursing one's father, as we're about to see, is learned out from a mixture of psukim. We know there's a punishment based on two psukim. And how do you know the iser? There is no separate pasuk to teach me that it's also to curse your parents. But we learn it from three other psukim put together, plus the fact that the Torah punished you for cursing your parents. So that together gives you a separate lo saaseh. So if your father's a judge, so that's included in that one. Elohim lo sakalel. Vim nasihu hariyo b'chal v'nasi b'am chalo ta'ar. It's included in that pasuk of cursing the nasi. Vim borhu. And if he's a boor, he's an ignoramus, right? He doesn't know anything. He's an ama aretz. Hariyo b'chal lo sakalel cheresh. He's included in cheresh, which is the other extreme. So you have the highest and the lowest. So, and then you have another pasuk that says you get yichai mis if you curse your parents. So says the Chinuch, based on the Rambam, Mistama then, this is a separate Isser, Hare atadan binyan av mishlashtan v'chulu. You learn it out from those three psukim, an Isser to curse judges, an Isser to curse a nasi, an Isser to curse a cheresh, and there's a punishment of cursing your parents. Ad atzav ha-shava shebehen, sheim ba'amcha v'yata musar akil lasan, af avicha sheba'amcha ata musar akil laso. So you're right, the Chinuch says in Achinami, there is no separate pasuk assering, cursing one's parents, but the punishment is there, and you learn it out from the other Sukkim as well. Let's continue before we make some comments. V'chein amru gavkin b'sifra. The Sifra also says the same thing as the Mechilta. Mechilta on Shmos, Sifra on Vayikra. Ish ish ashei kalel. We have to look in two different places to know about kilas ava'im. You have to look in Mishpatim and in Kedoshim. O neshamanu k'mo alashon alasher b'mechilta b'shave. O b'nei she'en la'asar azu lav miyuchad. Ela she yotzi mechal shlosh alav in shekasavnu. Because there's no separate pasuk of answering it, the prohibition, kasavtiv al mikrazu shemadara ba'onesh. So I wrote, I connected the mitzvah, I wrote it here in the order. You should know, says the Chinuch. I could have also written it earlier, on the pasuk of Mishpatim, but I wrote it here, maybe because he wanted to get through all the other mentions of the Isser, Mishpatim, the two of Mishpatim, and the one earlier in our parsha, right, of cursing Lo Sakal al Chereish. And once you have those three, now you'll understand why this Onesh is going to be counted as a separate Isser. So to the Rambam, Shumadara Ba'onesh, the Rambam, as I always do, counts this mitzvah. Misharshia mitzvah, Kasati bin Mishpatim mitzvahs Lo Saaseh, we'll look there in a second, relating to the Tama mitzvah. But before, while we're talking about the counting of the mitzvah, let's look at the Rambam for a moment. The Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in mitzvah, Lo Saaseh, Shin Yud Ches, and Shin Yud Tes. The Rambam says, as the Chinuch followed him, there's a separate issur of cursing one's parents and hitting one's parents. Shin Yud Ches. The Rambam notes, Ha Ulam Ha Azhara, Hini Lo His Ba'er Bakasuv Mivu'ar. There's no Azhara here, but you put it all together from the Psukim that we just referred to. The Ramban is very unhappy here. The Ramban does not think that there should be a separate Isser Daraisa for cursing your parents. Cursing any Jew. What's the difference? You curse your parents, what's the difference? The punishment is different, right? That's it. If you curse your fellow Jew, you're Chayav Malkus, maybe. Right? If you're right, we had that earlier. Right? We had in Reish Laman Aleph. That's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Right? It's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Right? But the Chinuch end off by saying that this is one of the three Lavim that you get Malkus for anyway. Right, Makalas Chaver B'Shem, beginning of Maseches Temura, that the Daf Yomi is in now. But the Ramban says, just because an Avera has different Onshim doesn't mean it's counted separately. He says, V'ani Omer, Kivan Shazharas Ha'avos B'Klalo Ba'kal Lo Ba'ileinu Abba B'Neshim B'Klal Yisrael, Ava B'Shagazar Be'ilu Onesh Acher, so what, you get Misa, but it's all included in the same Lav. Heich Yimnu Ha'ishim Echan Echad. Just because this is the Isser of cursing a fellow Jew. And some fellow Jews, you get Malkus. Some fellow Jews, you get Misa, like your parents. But that doesn't mean it's a separate count, it's separate in the counting of the Issa Daraisa. He says, the Ramban says, this sounds like the Bahag, who counts different losinafs. Depending, like he says, losinaf of Nara Marasa, and losinaf of Eshes Ish, and losinaf of Bas Kohen. They're all different because you get a different Onesh for each one, a different Misa. So you should count that separately. And you, Rambam, yourself, got very upset at the Bahag for counting all of those Isure Arayo separately. They have different Chayve Misas. So here too, why are you counting it separately? That's a machlokos between the Rambam and the Ramban. What's the answer for the Rambam? What's the difference? Why does the Rambam here count a separate Avera for cursing your parents, while by Arayos, all the different Arayos together as one big Avera Lo Sinaf? So the Megillas Esther, the Leif Sameach, the other Achronim quote the Tashbates, who says, well, there's a difference. Why? Because all of those Averas by Arayos, they're all Misa. Yes, they're different Misos, but they're all Misa. Masha Enkein here, to put together something that's Chayav Misa and something that's Chayav Malkus, that you can't do. And that's why the Rambam has it separately. A little more biur in this, if you look in Rav Shechter Sefer, the Ginas Egos, Simin Hey, beginning of Simin Hey, he quotes there, what's the biur hadavar of this chiluk that you could count different misos together, while misa and malchus you cannot put together? So he explains, based on the Rambam in Hilchus Tshuva. The Rambam says in Hilchus Tshuva, La'olam ein kapara below tshuva. You can't have kapara without tshuva, except for the Seira Mishtaleach. The Seira that sent off the cliff on Yom Kippur, that's mechaper on easy, kal averos, even without tshuva. What are kal averos? What are kalos? What are chamuros? So chamuros are, says the Rambam, misas bezdin and kares. Shar mitzvos lo sasei are kalos. So what do you see, says Rav Shechter? Hari d'shnei sugim nifradim shal yisurim heim. There are two types of yisurim. There are kalos, there are chamuros. Kalos are chayvei lavin. Chamuros are misas bezdin. That's why the Rambam can't put them together. You can mix and match different chayvei misos in the same mitzvah. Why? Because it's all chamuros. It's the same category. Mashenkein, to put cursing your parents and cursing your friend, which is chayvei misas and chayvei malchus, those can't go together. And maybe that's why he even says, you're not lokin on a lasha nita lasha's misas bezdin. If there's any aveira out there that you can get misa for, you're never going to get malchus for it. Why, if you were mistakenly warned that you're going to get malchus for this? What if somebody goes up to you and says, if you're mechal shabbos, you do this, you're going to get malchus, and you do it. So, according to what we pass, in lash anita, lash aras mitzvah bezdin, you don't get malchus. Why not? Because avera could only have one type. Shabbos is a misa avera. It doesn't have malchus in it. And therefore, never the twain shall meet. You can't count it together. So that is Rav Shechter and Simon Hay explaining the counting. Okay, let's get back to some hashkafa behind some of these elements. First of all, based on the juxtaposition of our mitzvah. So the issue of cursing your parents here is put right after Molech. The Zayin LaTorah of Saratskin picks up on what's the connection between Molech and Mekala Aveim. So if you think about it, he says, they're both terrible actions in the parent-child relationship. First, the Torah says, parents shouldn't do this to children, Molech. And then, children shouldn't do it to parents, Mekalel. L'chora ain't kan makom l'kibar zilzo. V'yesh lo rabba zekama ta'amim. Number one, acharei shetziva sa'av shlo yitin mizar ala molech, v'anash al zaskilo atziva ala banim, shlo yikalu sa'av, v'anash al zeh. Both the opposites. Number two, or there's one iser in between. There's molech, then there's ovi and yidoni. And then there's this mitzvah, today's. Acharei shehizra al pniya al avos v'al yidonim, kedei lahalos al yado as hameisim, as we discussed, they try to bring up the dead spirits from the dead. V'lishol b'yam es asidos, and you try to ask them the future. Yale al adas, one might think, she'ena meit, you know why the Torah answers it? Because they have no idea anyway. What are you trying to bring up the dead for? They have no idea what's going on here. She'ena meisim yodim u'uma. V'rucham olamata karuach kebehema. L'ficha, that's why the Torah answers it, because ein mamish bedavar. Therefore, the Torah says right after that, don't curse your parents. And we know that halacha is even la'achar misa, Rashi says. What's the difference? Even la'achar misa. No, because they know, even la'achar misa, they are within, they know what's going on, like stories in Maseches Brachos about the dead that know what's going on. So that's the connection between Ovin Yedoni. Don't think Ovin Yedoni is asa because the Mason don't know. No, but it's the dark forces. And what is that supposed to do? He's supposed to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what's the raya? That Mason have shaychus to this world? That is the Isser of Kilas Avaim, which applies even after the death of parents, unlike hitting, which obviously only applies while parents are alive. So that is the Azayin LaTorah relating this Isser to the previous Psukim of Molech and Oved Yidoni. The Ramban, right here, relates it to the following Psukim, right after this Pasuk, right after the Isser of Kilas Avaim, then you have all of the Arayos. All the Arayos that we remember so well from Parshas Achremos. So right after, you have all the Arayos. So says the Ramban, it's as if this is an introduction to the Arayos. Keep all my chukim, and then kill us avaim, and then all the Arayos. Says the Ramban, Yachzor l'rosh ha-parsha. This is referring back all the way to the beginning of Kedoshim. Ish imo v'aviv tira'u. We had fear your parents then. V'amar kan, ki ish ish ha-shalo yishma, u'makalel avaima mos yimas. First of all, just like Ish, there was a parent mitzvah at the beginning of the parsha. fearing parents and having them, holding them in awe, so too this is an introduction. What does that mean? Al derech ha'emetz, he says, ba'avur sha'amar v'iskateshem v'yisem kadoshim ki ani Hashem alokeichem, God wants you to be holy, v'yamar ani Hashem mekadeshchem, ki Hashem ha'nechpad hu ha'makadesh otanu, Hashem sanctifies us, ki hu avinu v'goaleinu me'olam, v'hu shemo, im kein, here's the line, ha'makalal as ha'mishtatvin b'yitzira chaya misa. You have to be holy. If you're not holy, it's kind of blaspheming God. And that's like blaspheming your parents, because those are the shutfin in your creation. As we know, the famous Gemara Maseches Nida, the three partners in a human being, a father, a mother, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Ramban, that's a deeper connection between cursing your parents and not being holy, because not being holy is a slap in the face to God. Cursing your parents is a slap in the face to one's parents. So this myth, this juxtaposition is relating to that Gemara of Shlosha Shutfin Yish Ba'adam. That is the parallel. Just to remember the great Vart from the Vilna Gaon, we have mentioned this in past years, in the Parshas Shir, Parshas Vayetze, when Lavan says, Vayomer lo Lavan, ach atzmi uvisari ata. When Lavan says, Yaakov Avinu, come on, you're my flesh and bones, atzmi uvisari. What's the emphasis? Says the Gra. The Gemara, that Gemara of three partners, what does the Gemara say? The father gives the sinews and the bones, the mother gives the flesh and the blood, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the neshama. So, when somebody is related through their father, paternally, you say atzmi, because the father gives the bones. If somebody's related through the mother, you say bisari, because the mother gives the basar. If somebody's related through both, you can say atzmi u bisariata. Lavan was related both mitzad ha'av and mitzad ha'im. Right? Hayakarav li Yaakov gam mitzad aviv Yitzchak. Through Yitzchak, the Gan Mitzad, Ima Rivka, Ki Avram ben Nachar Hayoachim, because Avram ben Nachar were brothers. The Yaakov was Avram Zechad, the Lavan Hayinecha Nachar, Vilu Rivka, Isa Achos Lavan. He was related by both. That's why he says Atzmi Uvisari. And then there's a Hosafa that I once heard that Shemar Ruven Margolis, I think, that is why by a Kelmale we say the father's name, because after somebody dies, Rachman al Son, only the bones are left, and the bones come from the father. When somebody is sick, we say the mother's name, because the mother gives the flesh, and the basar is what needs the refuah. The basar needs the refuah. Okay, that is the Vilna Gaon relating to the Ramban, right here on our mitzvah. Okay, we continue. Oh, so if we're, the last point we just read from the Chinuch relates back to what he said earlier about the cursing, the effects of cursing. We're not going to do that right now, because we want to go further with some of the halachas. Midini ha-mitzvah kol ma'asha amru. Shechiv kilas ha-va'im hu-bein b'chayim o-afilu achar mosam. Even after they are dead, there is a chiv. The Minchas Chinuch, if you look later on in Os Chaf, towards the end of the Chinuch, the Minchas Chinuch asks, what about if somebody curses their father who's a treifa? A treifa, who they're about to die, they're going to die within 12 months. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I'm not sure, but I'll ask you a question. How could anybody ever be chayiv for cursing their father? Maybe the father's a treifa. If you say that cursing a treifa, just like killing a treifa is putter, what about cursing a treifa? And if you want to say, well, rov people aren't treifas, so you go by the rov. So therefore you're going to be chayiv misa, but there are two miyuts here. There's not one miyut against the rov, there are two. And there are sources that the Minchas going to quote. Of two miyuts against the rov doesn't win. There's a miyut of treifas, and there's a miyut that who says this is your father. How do we know this is my father? Because it's a chazaka, but it's not vadai. A mother, you know, because people witness the baby coming out of the mother. How do you know? So we assume fathers are fathers, but there aren't witnesses. So the Minchas Chinuch says, how could we say that this is the end of Dira Maskel Ulech Ora? How could we say anybody's ever chayev for cursing their father? Im kein, he chayev b'makalo aviv, ha'havi shnei miyutin, doma lav aviv hu v'doma treifa. So what must you say? That you're chayev for cursing your father treifa. There's ein brera. You have to say that. So not only is there a chiyuv, there's a chiyuv even after one's father dies. But before that too, when the father's on the way to dying, treifa, he assumes one also, it must be chayev. Let's continue. Masha'ekim, bahaka, back to the chiduch she'en achiyev, bakim b'chayeyim. Hitting one's parent is only chayev when they are alive. Avalach ha'misa patar alach ha'asam. But again, cursing is iser even after death. Umash amru shein chiyev misa leben hashekalim b'shem and hashem asam yuchadim. The halach is also that a son is not chayev misa unless they curse their parent with using what are the names of God. And not just any of the names. Shemos miyuchadim. not the nicknames. Avala makalon bikinui pater miskila. If they curse their parent with a nickname of God, with Rachum and Chanun and Erech Apayim, one of the nicknames, that is not a Chiyamisa, but they get Malkus. Veloka, Kederach Shaloka, kill us on them kosher, like one gets Malkus on cursing anybody, but the Isser, specific Isser of cursing one's parent with Shem Hashem, that is only with one of the Shemos Meyuchadim. Continuing. Umash Amru Shamakal Avi Imo Avi Imo Avi Imo. What about a grandparent? Dino Kimakala Echan Mishara Kahal. In this regard, grandparents are like anybody else. They're not like a parent. We spoke at length earlier about the halachas with grandparents, one of the arayos. We spoke about that. But for this halacha, it's like anybody else. If a son is a judge, he cannot administer an oath to his father. Because what does he have to say? And if you're not telling the truth, you're going to be cursed, dot, dot, dot. So a son can't do that. Right? It relates to a son. Can't do certain things for parents in terms of medicine, in terms of other things, even if it's not, he's not doing it on purpose. Very important. Included in this Isser could be just disgracing one's father. Not just cursing one's father or mother. Any type of bizayon, any type of disgracing a parent is included. And as the pasuk says in Kisavo, a curse is the one who disgraces their parent. Arur makle aviv v'imo v'chulu. V'nohekes b'chol makom b'chol zman. This applies always men and women. V'chein b'tumtum v'androgynous, which is always an interesting case, but either way, it's a parent. V'shtuki chayev al imo v'chayev al aviv. Shtuki is someone who you know the father is. You don't know who the mother is. So it's chayev. Ulefi adom eskip a line. Shemamzer chayev akilas aviv v'imo. Even a mamzer. Even a mamzer is going to be chayev on cursing one's parents. The Menachas Chinuch discusses in Osches, it must be where the parents did tshuva. Because as we saw earlier, the mitzvah of kibud av aim possibly also, if a father or a mother are rishaim gemurim, what's called a lack of osa maisa amcha, then there's no chayev. There's no chayev. So here too, what do you mean? If there's a mamzer, so it must be that the parents violated an isser, unless the father was also a mamzer. But if not, it must be that the father did tshuva. That's what must be the halacha, says the Menachas Chinuch. Fascinating, and here's one of the Menachas Chinuch questions that I was referring to earlier. The Menachas Chinuch says in Os Yud Zayin, Os Yud Zayin, what happens, v'yim echad nebar dino lariga, what happened if a father is being let out to be killed, because he was chayiv misas bezdin, and the son curses him then? Dad, I can't believe you did this, terrible! Not that it's a good idea, but he curses his son then, his father then, uba, and at that point, he's not osa maisa amcha, right? Because he's chayiv misa, and he did a terrible avera. And after he did that, edim zomamin. And the edim are proven wrong, and the father was never chayiv misa, and ends up the whole story was made up. So is retroactively, is the son now chayiv misa for cursing his father, who now was osa maisa amcha at the moment? It came out retroactively, he didn't do the avera. So he says, that's his kasha. He says, it's totally, maybe I'll differently show him how you look at actions that go retroactively. That's the gavos, the Menachas Chinuch. Os Yud Zayin, that's his question. Good. Question's even more important for us than the answer. Continuing though on the Chinuch is just another important ha'ara to mention. And that is in the next second line of the next page, the Chinuch mentions that the Chen Ger, Shal Rasa Shalom Bekdusha, Vishanola Bekdusha. If somebody is a full convert, his parents aren't Jewish, then Dalraisa, he's not Chayiv. He's cursing like anybody, cursing a fellow Jew, if his parents also converted. But, says the Chinuch, based on the Rambam and the Gemara also, if a baby is born after his mother converted, but he was impregnated when the parents were not Jewish, even there, there's no Chayiv Misa. Ava Bishanolad Bekdusha, Gon Shizkai Rimuk Shasim Ubaris, Eino Chayiv Akilas Aviv. He's not Chayiv. Ukeshem shel chayav akilas aviv, kachin chayav akilas imo avapishi yehudis kishilato. This is a very important yisod. It's mentioned in the Rambam. The Rambam says one is only chayav for cursing a father or a mother if it is possible to violate the other isser as well. Meaning I'm only chayav for cursing my mother if I could also violate cursing my father. I'm only chayav for cursing my father if I could violate cursing my mother. But if my father's not Jewish, then even if my mother's Jewish, I'm not going to be chayav misa for that. Be chayav like everybody else. That's what's learned out from our pasuk. Maka avimo. It's in the same pasuk. So we have that hekish. You're only chayav if both can't take place. Kosher darshes zechanim levracha makal aviv v'imo eshu chayav al aviv chayav al imo. Only if both one of them, if both of them are possible. The Menachas Chinuch again in Os Ches, ask what happens if one of them's a Rasha and one of them's a Tzaddik. So are you chayef for cursing the Tzaddik? Do you say that, oh, can't means it's not Jewish? Here, this person can do tshuva. So the Minchas Chinuch assumes that back on the previous page, he says, "Vani mistapik," on the bottom, "In my aviv Russia, v'imok kshero lahefich, the kilas akasher." So he says, "Is that as much of a hafka?" And he is noted to say that you would be chayev because the other spouse can do tshuva at any moment. It's not like the person's a guy. So either way, that is another fascinating question that the Minchas Chinuch brings up. Go to just the next paragraph. Over alzev kilaim b'shem and hashemos diskal. Somebody violates this, then they get skila. B'hushi esham edim v'hasra. As long as they were edim and hasra are there, kamoshi yadua b'chol mitzvahs. As we know from all mitzvahs, the Minchas Chinuch knows tezayin has another important discussion, which we don't have time to get into, and that is why does the Chinuch have to mention hasra here? It's obvious. Every aveira needs hasra. What are you mentioning it now for? So the Kesef Mishnah, which he quotes, says maybe because usually when people are going to curse their parents, they're doing it at home when nobody's around. So maybe I would have thought there are other riyas to this, not for now, that maybe because it's a situation where regular Edim aren't prevalent, so you wouldn't need regular Edim. I'll just mention one more. I know I'm going a little bit over time, but there's a fascinating case. The Trumas Hadeshin has a tshuva. They had two women are having an argument about a seat in the Ezras Noshim. So one woman brings two witnesses, two women that say, oh, this is her seat. And the other woman brings a man that says, no, this is her seat. Who wins? So you might say, oh, man is kashal edus. Women aren't kashal edus. What's a man doing in the women's section? How does he know where the women sit? Right? So he goes back and forth about who wins. But he has a suggestion there. It's the second to last tshuva in the Trumas Hadeshin. It's quoted in the Ramah in Choshen Mishpat. Maybe in a context where usual witnesses aren't prevalent, so then maybe you wouldn't require usual witnesses. So usually men aren't hanging out in the women's sections. Maybe women can be trusted. So to the Kesef Mishnah, usually people aren't around when a child is going to curse their parents. So therefore, maybe that is why he emphasizes that, no, you still need Hasra. And he has his own reason also why you need Hasra, possibly because it's like it's just Dibur. Either way, we will stop here. Okay, we'll continue, Beit Hashem, with the last two mitzvahs of Parshas Kedoshim coming up.